Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for April 21st, 2024 is based on John chapter 10, verses 11 to 18. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagonfield, and the sermon is entitled Shepherd as Uniter. An introduction to our gospel reading. In language that recalls the 23rd Psalm, Jesus describes himself as the shepherd who cares for his sheep. He is willing to die for them, and he is able to overcome death for them. The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd, does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Well, grace and peace to you from the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior. Amen. I think that humanity has a tendency to always be looking for a shepherd. We want someone who is a strong and capable leader to take us where we need to go. How many of you have had a great leader at some point in your life? We often look to people like elected officials to use legislation to guide our cities and states and countries. We look to coaches on our sports teams to form the plan that will guide us to victory. We look to CEOs and COOs and CFOs to take our businesses to a place of success. We look to teachers and administrators to guide the minds of our youth towards critical thinking and independence. We look to pastors and religious leaders to nurture us in our lives of faith and to bring us closer to God. And quite often we find the shepherds we need in each of these areas of our lives. But there are times when we also learn that these leaders can be inadequate, ineffective, greedy, misguided, cruel, and imperfect. And in those moments, we come to find out that our worldly shepherds sometimes don't always have our best interests at heart. How many of us have ever had a leader who's let us down? There will be times where our leaders will look out for themselves and their own well-being and will seem more like the hired hands in Jesus' story than the shepherds we want and or need them to be. In order to remain successful in their roles of leadership, sometimes leaders seek to divide flocks in order to consolidate power. By removing the people who will potentially hold back the individual success of the leader, they seek to garner deeper trust from the part of the flock that will benefit most from their actions. They choose a favored portion of the flock at the expense of the rest of the sheep. How often do we see politicians and elected officials demonizing one another or another group of people, which is then lived out through passing laws that strip individuals of their rights? How often do we see coaches who make choices that benefit themselves or their child or their favorite player rather than what might be best for the team as a whole? How often have we heard of upper management cutting benefits or wages or working conditions for employees only to receive a higher wage themselves from the shareholders they are enriching? How often do we see our educators leave public education for wealthy, exclusive charter schools so that they no longer have to teach or deal with those kids? How often do we hear of church leaders who tell their church members what people they should be angry at or hate or not welcome into the church rather than sharing God's love and grace? It turns out that none of our worldly leaders are perfect shepherds. At times, we can all end up being hired hands, striving for the benefit of the few rather than the benefit of the whole. But Jesus gives us a different vision of what true leadership, true shepherding, should look like. Rather than dividing, Jesus looks at uniting. He says, "I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd." Jesus is saying that your worldly distinctions have separated you into different flocks. You have set up barriers and boundaries that say who's in and who's out. But God sees us all as one great flock. Your identity is not in what separates you. Your identity should be in the one who brings us all together. God not only welcomes diversity to the flock, but celebrates it for the unique gifts it brings to the wider community. Striving to become one united flock, one body of Christ, at work in the world is not an easy task. Issues of church divides and splits, race, class, gender, sexual orientation, and political affiliation seek to divide the body of Christ rather than to let our good shepherd in Jesus Christ unite us into one body for the sake of being God's loving hands to the world around us. These worldly designations seek to divide us, but there is one thing that can unite us. We're called to be united under the Good Shepherd, who laid down his life so that all might have life to the fullest, now and forever. Dr. Jennifer Benjamin Brooks reflects on unity in this passage in this way. She says, "The body of Christ is inclusive of all nations, races, and people, and opens to us the meaning of what it means to be God's beloved community, and of the requirement of unity, so that, as Jesus told his disciples, they may all be one." In this Easter season, that good shepherd is the one who has already not only laid down his life for the sheep in his crucifixion, but who has taken it up again in the resurrection. The good shepherd is the one who has made the definitive call to all who will become part of the fold. The divisiveness that plagues both society and the church is contrary to God's divine call. The good news is that God always sees us as part of the flock. God's always welcoming us, me, you, into God's loving, forgiving, grace-filled embrace. Even if we feel like the outsider, the unwanted, the unloved, the other flock, Jesus reaches out to remind us that we are created in the image of God. And God cares for each of us unconditionally. We all belong in God's flock. We are all called into the Good Shepherd's one flock, one fold that strives to live as God intends for us, so that mercy, justice, peace, and love prevail, not only in the life to come, but as part of heaven here on earth now. Being part of that one fold that belongs to the one Good Shepherd means loving all neighbors in all forms of diversity. It may not always be easy, but we have a God who promises to always be there. And the Holy Spirit is our guide who opens our eyes to the good and wonderful gifts that a truly welcoming and diverse community brings to the one body of Christ. I think the motto of our ELCA Southern Ohio Synod wraps it up perfectly. We are truly stronger and better together as we join God in the restoration of this world. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.